Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omud Aleph. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Pei Tes, which deals with the halachos of Sfiras Omer. This is the seventh and final shear in this Siman, and we begin on the very last line of Tzadi Vav Omud Beis with the Mechaber telling us, U'kishachol Yom Tova Achron, when the last day of Pesach comes out, B'matzi Shabbos. What does this mean? So the seventh day of Pesach is Shabbos, and the eighth day of Pesach is Saturday night, Sunday. So in this situation, what do you do first? Kishol Yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach B'motzei Shabbos. So what do you do first? Do you do Kiddush Havdalah first, or do you do Sfiras Omer first? So he says, in this situation, Da'oz Omer Kiddush V'Havdalah B'Pam Achas, since you're doing Kiddush and Havdalah together. So in yesterday's shir, we said that normally you try to bring in Shabbos as soon as possible, so you say Kiddush first, and you try to end Shabbos as late as possible, so you say Sfiras Omer first. But here, you're doing Kiddush and Havdalah, so you can't do both. If you want to accomplish saying the Kiddush first, but then you're going to say Sfiras Omer after the Havdalah, which is part of the Kiddush. So you say Sfiras Omer first, but then you're not going to say Kiddush before Sfiras Omer. So you're stuck in this situation. So here, Yesh Lispor Kodim Shemavorchim Alakos Bevesa Knesset. It says, in Shul, before you come home and you eat your Suda and you make Kiddush and Havdalah together, so say Sfiras Omer in Shul. That's the Psak or the Mechaber. If you look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Beis, he explains, Lohochim Nokat Yom Tov Achron. That's why he specifically said over here, the eighth day of Pesach comes out on Saturday night, Sunday, because he says it can never happen the way our calendars are set up. The Shvi'i Shel Pesach and L'chol B'motzei Shabbos. It's just the way the calendar is set up. The seventh day of Pesach can never come out on Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday. V'leil Sheni Shel Pesach in Mekadosh Beis HaKnesses. And on the second night of Pesach, which could come out on a Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday. However, we don't make Kiddush and Shul on that night. So therefore, this halacha doesn't apply. Because Kemosh Kosov B'Sim Tov Pezayin, and he brings us down the name of the Gra and the Chok Yaakov, and we remind ourselves in Dirshu footnote number 86 that we learned over there, that the reason we make Kiddush and Shul is to be motzi, those people that Nebuch don't have any wine. However, on Pesach, the shul, the community, has to make sure that every single person, even an Ani Shabbi Yisrael, has Dalet Kosel. So therefore, there's no reason, and we don't make Kiddush and Shul on the night of the Seder. So the only time that this din could apply, that we'd have a Yontif coming out on a Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday, we'd have to make Kiddush and Abdullah, would only be on the eighth day of Pesach. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Mem Gimel. So the halach is that we count first in shul. Yesh lispor kodem. Kanisker le'el, like we've already learned previously. Da'afuke yomo ma'achrinon kamod de'efshra. Because we want to delay the ending of Shabbos as much as possible. So even though you're going to say Kiddush, but the more important aspect over here is to say Havdalah as late as possible. And therefore, we'll say Sfiras Omer before the Kiddush slash Havdalah in this situation. Even though you're accepting the Kiddush of Yontif, which is a desirous thing normally to do, and you do that ahead of Sfiras Omer on the first days, here, Mikomokum Kiddusha Shabbos Gedola, Mikdusha Yontif. If the choice is honoring the Shabbos by delaying the exiting of the Shabbos, or honoring the Yontif by bringing it in early, so then we choose to honor the Shabbos. He brings down the name of the Lavush, as you can see in the Sharetzion Ost Nun. However, he says V'das HaTaz, the Taz says differently. Delav Davku Imchol Yom Tov Achro B'motzi Shabbos. He says this isn't true only when the last day of Pesach comes out on Saturday night, Sunday. Du'a Din Afilu B'chol. He says even on a weekday, Nami Yesh LaHakdim Svira LeKiddush. He says every time he says you should make Svira before Kiddush. Why? D'tvei Odiv LiAcher Kiddushas Yom HaShvi Shuben HaTorah MiLeKabel Kiddushas Yom Tov Achron Shein El Midrabanan. He says the same thing applies between the 7th and 8th days, even if it's not on a Saturday night, you still should go and say Sfira first, because by saying Kiddush for the 8th day, you're essentially exiting the 7th day, and you don't want to exit the 7th day, which is Daraisa, as opposed to the 8th day, which is Minhag HaVasein B'Yodeinu Adin D'Rabban. However, that's the Taz's opinion, but Avol HaAchronim Chol Gualov. And you see this in the Sharet Zion, Os D'Nalev, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, who are the ones that argue with the Taz, the Chok Yaakov, the Al Yerabah, the Maimon Mordechai, and the reason why they say so is because otherwise, the Lo Leisu LeZuzule B'Yom Tov Sheni. People are going to say, well, if we're saying Sfiras Omer first, it must not be that important that the Kiddush Hayom for the 8th day, we're not rushing to bring it in. It's only the Rabbanon, and it's going to go to a zilzul, denigration of Yom Tov Sheni. And he brings this down as well. The Sharet Zion continues, the Kosav B'Megodim L'Lo Negin and Kavosi the Taz. We don't paskin like this Taz. Now the Ramah just adds over Hagah, Bim Ein Lo Yayin, V'Tzorach L'Kadish Aknahas, Ein Lel Simen Reish Sadivav. if a person doesn't have wine, so what should he do in terms of making the Kiddush and the Abdullah? So we learn these halachas already in Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Sadi Vav Ayin Sham. Now we go to Sif, Yod, the last Sif. Asu lechol chodosh af bizman hazeh. Now here, we're no longer talking about Sfiras HaOmer, but we're talking about the very important din of chodosh. Just a quick reminder of how the agricultural cycle works in terms of halacha. So you plant crops whenever you want all year long, obviously depending on where you're living, depending on the temperatures, the seasons, etc. But you're not allowed to have any produce that is, quote, from the new crop. In other words, it hasn't gone through the previous Pesach in the ground until you now have the next Pesach coming, when they would bring on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, the Karban HaOmer. That's what we have, Siras HaOmer is connected to that. And the bringing of this Karban HaOmer permitted you to have what was called Chodosh, or the grains, the five grains. We'll see this only applies to the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. So these five grains, if they were planted after Pesach, they took root after Pesach, so you're not allowed to have them, even if you harvest them, before the next Pesach comes on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the Karban HaOmer, and that matir the chodosh, the new wheat, the new grains. Nowadays, without the Beis HaMikdash, Nebuch, we can't bring the Karban HaOmer, so we wait until the end of that first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, and at that point, all the Chadash is now called Yashan, and now it's allowed to be eaten. And then, anything that's planted from this point, the same rules will apply until the following year. That's the basic din of Chadash. And this Sif we'll talk about, is it Noeg nowadays in Chutz Laretz? It certainly is Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, according to everybody. The question is it Noeg in Chutz Laretz? So the Mechaber tells us, also lechol Chadash af bizman hazeh. So the Mechaber's opinion is, the Chadash is Noeg nowadays, even bizman hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Dalet, Hainu Tavua Shenishrisha Achar Tezayim Nisan. As I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah goes through these details that I just said outside. Any wheat here includes, as we'll see, the five grains that was taking root, it was planted and it took root after Tezayim Nisan, which is the conclusion of the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. Tezav is the first day of Pesach. Tezayin is the second day of Pesach, which in Eretz Yisrael is the first day of Chol HaMoed. Shehu Zman HaKrovas Omer, because on Tezayin, in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, would be when they brought the Karban Omer. The Im Nishrisha Kodem Omer, if it took root before the Karban Omer, then HaOmer Matira, then that is Matir, it's no longer called Chodesh, the Karban Omer will matir any wheat that was fully rooted at the time of Pesach coming, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. The issue footnote number 87 defines for us, what does it mean, Shir HaShrosha, that it took root? So he brings out from the Shach, in the name of the Truma Sedeshen, that you have to plant the wheat at least Shlosha Yomim Kodem Omer, 3 days before the Omer. So if you planted the wheat at least 3 days before the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, so then that was considered that it was Nishrash, it was rooted, and therefore that wheat is now permitted by the Karban HaOmer. That's the opinion of the Shach. However, the Nekudas HaKesef, commentary on the Shach, so he brings down, I don't understand the Shach. He says, Shetzorach Lizroa Sechitim, Uchidome, Shvuayim Kodim Omer. It has to be planted at least 2 weeks beforehand. And he brings down, from Shel Shuv Zanod B'Yehuda, and the Chidush Rekib Ege, the same idea. Then he asks, he brings down from the Shel Shuv Zminchas Yitzchak, that if it's a very moist land, he says, for example, like in England, that has a lot of rain, so he says, Derech HaShoroshim Lihikolit Babimhira, so it takes root faster. In a wet type of a land, Derech HaShoroshim Lihikolit Babimhira, it will go and root faster. In any event, this has to take root, it has to be planted enough of a time before Pesach, so then it's considered planted, and therefore the Omer that's brought on Pesach will matter it. And all of these dinim, he says, Kiditza b'yoredeya, Simon Reish Sadigim, will discuss more over there. Then he says, V'ayin Shomo, he says, look further over there, Shechado Shayach Rakh Chamesha Seminim, as I already pointed out, only the five grains, which are Chitim, wheat, Sorim, barley, Kusmin is spelt, Shibol Shual is oats, and Shipon is rye. So these five grains, the din of Chodosh applies. But for other grains, like rice, for example, there is no din of Chodosh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memei, Af Bizman Hazeh, Midichsiv, this is based, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Pasuk, V'lechem V'koli V'karma Lo Sloklu A'etzem Hayom Hazeh, V'gomet V'chol Mosh V'sechem. Adetzem Hayom Hazeh means nowadays, V'chol Mosh V'sechem means even in Chutz Laretz. Mashma Mizeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Af B'chutz Laretz Noeg Iser Adetzem Hayom, that this din applies even in Chutz Laretz until the middle of the day of the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Dirshu footnote number 86 brings down, Aval iser ktsiras chameshes minei dogim kodem omer. You're not allowed to go and even cut it before the omer brings down. And shel shuvah shagis ayeh shuvachutz loritz ain't an oig bisman as that. There's no problem in cutting it in chutz loritz, lo ben haTorah velo mi derabbanan. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also to even harvest it, liktsor ben haTorah af bisman as that. Even nowadays. On the other hand, he brings down a little bit later in the footnote from the Sfas MS that he's not sure. Shema ain isur ktsir bisman azapil beretz oil. Maybe even in Eretz Yisrael today, there isn't the problem in harvesting it. You're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to harvest it before the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Finally, brings down shira tvor shasul kotz. So how much you're not allowed to go and harvest? If according to the opinion, says you're not allowed to harvest it. He brings down from Avazus that's al neshevet alevi afilu shibolus achas, even one kernel. And even lemish eino balasoda, and even somebody who doesn't own the field is not allowed to go and harvest it. And then he brings down leinyanim kodim zman ksiras omer muta litlosh shibole bar shitzmuchos meatzman. What about if it's not owned? If something goes and is planted by itself, and you want to just take out something that has no ownership to it? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down the name of his uncle, the Chazonish, shenochel nizar b'zeh. You shouldn't do this as well. Anyway, back in the Mishnah Berurah, we said you can't do this until the Hani Yom Avosa Kober Shu Tezayin Benisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed. Umushum Sveka the Yom, today we're not sure, is this really Tezayin the first day or not? In Chutz Laretz, Machmirin Od Al Yom Echot. So we add the second day, an extra day, so we don't do it until the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laretz. The Ramah there brings a major heter to allow Chodosh to be eaten nowadays. Why? They have a svek sveka. It's a svek sveka as follows. Number one, Chodosh, Shema HaTvua, Hi Mishana Shavra. Maybe the wheat that you have in front of you is from last year. Vim Tim Salom Mishana Zu. And even if it's this year's wheat, Dilma Nishrasha Kodim Lomer. Maybe it was actually Nishrasha was taken rooted before the actual Omer. And therefore, it is not Chodosh. It's now going to be matired by the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. And he says, "Vadin im hu makom shemivin tuah mimakom asachayim." Likewise, you can bring the tuah from other places. Shetuasa nishreshes kol moment, which is definitely going to be rooted much earlier. Teacher footnote number 89 explains why this is a davar sheishal matirim and should be allowed to be eaten until you wait until after the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. He says because with the svek sveka, you don't say that. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger questions this. He says it's not really a svek sveka over here; it's really all one suffix. Was it Nishrash before, or was it not Nishrash before? What's the difference to make? Was it this year or from previous years? And then even the Mishnah continues, it says, Zukotsu Achron in the Medinas, Poland, Ein Lohokyo, Kim Bechitim Vishipon. He says, in Poland, you could be lenient in regards to wheat and the rye, because they came, Deruba, Nizra, Mechodesh Cheshu. They were taking root much earlier. Bein Shaykh Bem Chodesh. There's no Din of Chodesh with them, because by the time Pesach comes around, they're all going to be Yashar. Vim Lo also, and Shiyadum, Shinizruba Kais. Except if you know for a fact that it was from the summer months, and therefore Chodesh would be a concern. However, Abo Barley, Abo Sorim, Vishibol Shual, and Oats, Vikusman, and Spelt, Ruban, the Chimat Kula, most of them, if not all of them, is Roy Machar Pesach. They're going to definitely be Chodosh. And they didn't bring these types of grains from other countries, and therefore, Ein Lohokoben. Maisa, he says, you shouldn't be making them, you should have the din of Chodosh. He says, in Chutz Laretz, the vast majority of people aren't Nizhar in this. Why not? He brings down from various Achronim that there's a limud zchus over here. Lefishu dover koshel yo zorba. It's very difficult to be zor on this, and therefore v'chein solchem mipnei hadachakol mixes a rishonim. Therefore, they rely upon that small group of rishonim. Shesov b'shachadosh b'chutz laretz ainu elam idiv risofrim. That it's only a din the rabbanon and shegazu mishum eretz yisrael. And it's exera because in eretz yisrael chadosh definitely applies according to everybody. So in chutz laretz they made exera, but the lo gazu elam b'makomos has smuchel eretz yisrael. They only would go to this in places that were near eretz yisrael. For example, go mitzrayim above, like Egypt or Babylon. And therefore, it doesn't apply in the United States, it doesn't apply in Europe. Furthermore, this then only applies if the wheat was owned by a Jew, but not by a guy. But based upon this, then if a Jewish person is a farmer, then it does have the din of Chodesh. He says, he says, we don't have the ability to prevent people from being makel in this din, and we don't have to protest it. He says, certainly, a person who's Yori Shemayim, lo yismoch al haterim, alone shouldn't rely upon this haterim, and should try as much as possible to go and follow the dinam of Chodosh. Because many Rishonim say this, and this is the Raisa, even in Chutz La'aretz. And in Shaar Tzion, Osundali says this is the opinion as well of the Vilna Gaon. Furthermore, he says, "Without the avshikos savnu leel b'shem orichonim debchitin ein lochosh klal shemahem shel chodosh mipnei derov nizro bavadi b'chodesh resh." When he says, "What a wheat," it doesn't seem to be a problem. He says, "No, kayom shederech lavi al derech misilas habarzel." He says, "Nowadays that we have trains and kemachitim mkomus orichokim is easily brought to us from faraway places, so therefore you have to be concerned that the flour really is chodosh." V'yadu shebifnim Rusya, especially in certain places inside Russia, he says, "Nim sahabi mkomus nizro chitim mekayitz." They had a lot of the grain that was produced from the summer after Pesach, or Matzah Shum Chodosh, Kimat Yosem in Yashem. He says it's more likely that it's actually Chodosh than Yashem. And therefore, he says, "Im Yodea Shabbat Kemach Misham," if you know for a fact that it came from those places, Sarach Li Zarbis, there'll be Mosachar, then one should be careful not to have it until Pesach comes around. Shoskar Nasina Kemach Mitua Chodosh. He says, wait till you get it with the new wheat, that is definitely going to be no problem. But to use that wheat, that would be a problem. What about beer? Ulin Shecha, which also comes from barley, the Yasudini Chadash, and all the other dinim of Chadash, he says, Ayin Yaradeya, Simon Rei Sadigimu, Bachwanim Sham, it is discussed elsewhere. The issue of footnote number 93 brings down that if a person has the custom not to have Chadash, so then it's a question, he brings down for the Prima Gadim, could somebody make Havdalah on beer, which is Chadash, and he has the minhag not to eat it and let somebody else drink it? And he says, furthermore, Tzarech Ian, he says, if you hear somebody who's making Havdalah on such beer, and your minhag is not to drink it, can be Yubiyotzi with such a Havdalah. He says, the bottom line is, if you accepted upon yourself this as just a Chumrah, so then you could be Yotzi. But if you say this is the Emes Dikadin, like many Rishonim say it is, so then you might not be able to be Yotzi with them. It would be akin to essentially doing a mitzvah bavi avera, and he brings down as well, the same thing might apply with an eruv chatzeros that is made with iser of chadosh. The issue footnote number 90 brings up in the Kaf HaChaim that even if you're going to have a heter over here on achilas rishus, he says, but we're eating matzah, yesh lahachmer, kivin shezu mitzvah bavi avera, vein yotzi midei chovu matzah zu. So therefore, you should certainly be strict when you're using matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach. The issue footnote number 92 brings down from the Eish Lavromi B'chach, so even in a place where many people are knowing to be mekel over here, don't think that you're doing something wrong by separating yourself from everybody else. He says, really, that is the correct way to conduct oneself. He brings down the Taz, he says, even those that are Mekel over here, they should only be Mekel if they really don't have any other choice, where their Chayav is Tluyim is at. There really would be no bread otherwise, but if they have a choice, you go buy Yashin bread, or you can buy Chodesh bread, so then buy the Yashin bread. It does read down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you are knowing not to eat Chadash, but somebody else is, you're allowed to give it to them, and you're not overlifting it either. You likewise can answer Amen to their bracha as well. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Apis Manazeh, he brings down that while many people are in fact Mekel, as he pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, as much as possible, one should try to be Machmir where he can, even if it's not Machmir in all of the aspects of Chadash, where it's possible, one should try to do so. And that really is the bottom line. If Yashin bread or products are easily available, a person should certainly purchase them over non-Yashin products. The Mechaber continues and he concludes and he says, this din of Chodesh applicable bein lechem, with bread, bein koli, whether it's toasted or bein karmel, which we'll explain in a moment what exactly that means in Mishnah Berurah momentarily, and this applies, atchilas leil yud ches b'nisan, like I said, in Chutz La'aretz, you wait until after the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is now after the third day of Pesach, until the end of the second day of Pesach is over. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Menvav explains, Koli is garinim shel chamesh saminim, the seeds of the five grains, hanal hakluyim b'or, that you go and burn them, you singe them, they're like popcorn. Sivkot Mem Zayin ben Karma, what does that mean? Hainu shen l'smolo b'yad, you're rolling them in your hand, v'lohuva b'or, but they're not singed with fire. And the Sharetzi on Osud and Vav, he brings down from the Ra'ah in the name of the Chinuch that it means Hainu Tzvua Kaluya Bishibolim. It's toasted while it's in the kernels, which means that the seeds haven't been taken yet out from there when you go and singe it. Sivkot Memches, the Kosov Achronim Da'afan Izar Michodesh in Izar Beflitas Kalim. You don't have to be concerned. If you are concerned about Chodesh, you don't have to be concerned about Blios that come into the pots. In Moshe Barlo, Shinis Bashal Bo Mitua Chodesh, unless you're absolutely certain that it was Chodesh. And then, the Nira Sha'ap is there in Lahakmi. You don't have to be Machmi in this situation. Rak Besoch Meis Leis Min Abishal Rishon. As long as it hasn't been within 24 hours, you can still use those pots. And that reasoning is, of course, as we explained previously, because of after 24 hours, it's called a tam lefgam, a negative taste. The issue footnote number 95 brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, that you don't have to do a hagola on such pots that have chodosh inside of them. And there's also the opinion of Rav Alyasha Zatzal. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Tes tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, of course, there's only one day of first days of Pesach, the Shom Eno El Yom Echad, V'hod Machmirin Kol Yom Tezayin. Why do we wait the entire day of the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach being over, Mishum Dechsiv, on Etzma Yom Hazeh, because the Pasuk says until the middle of that day, Rekayim alon, the ad b'chlal. So we have to wait till the day is fully over, because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, as it pointed out in Dishu footnote 96, they could guarantee that the carbon was brought earlier in the day, so they could have it by Chatzos. But if the carbon omer has been brought, then you have to wait till the end of the day. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Pei Tes and today's shir.